home. It can be down a country lane or in a high rise in the city. Surround yourself with your favorite things, books, music, friends. Why not add Starbucks coffee to that list? Because the rich, distinctive taste of Starbucks coffee can be found in the grocery store. So bring it home. Brew a cup of one of our remarkable coffees. Let its rich aroma surround you and be glad you're home. Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Card remains chief of staff. Beginning to put his team in place for the second term, George W. Bush decided to keep Andy Card as the White House chief of staff. Card's first assignment is to help the president reshape the administration for the term that starts in January, sorting through all the possible personnel changes in the cabinet and elsewhere in the government. Bush and Card moved deliberately today, both staying out of public view after the weekend of brainstorming at the Camp David presidential retreat in the Maryland mountains. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the subject of his future did not come up in several meetings with Bush since the election. Rumsfeld said, quote, "Needless to say, either one of us would discuss it with the other before discussing it with you," talking to reporters. Rumsfeld aides have said they expect him to stay in the job for the start of the new term, although he may not stay for the full 4 years. Rumsfeld said today at his news conference he wants Iraqi elections to go ahead without delay. He says postponing elections because of current violence will not help Iraq in the long run. Rumsfeld says the country needs to move toward a democratic system as soon as possible. He said, quote, "Every Iraqi ought to have a chance to vote." Rumsfeld calls the battle for Fallujah, which has begun, a tough business that's going to take time. He said if Iraq is going to be free, one part of the country cannot remain under the rule of assassins, as he called it. So the U.S. military has launched what he calls coordinated offensive operations to restore law and order in Fallujah. Conservative opponents of Senator Arlen Specter's bid to become Senate Judiciary Committee chairman are flooding Republican committee members with calls demanding that Specter be passed over. But Specter's also been making phone calls in an effort to cement his chairmanship. Unless Republican leaders change their minds, Specter is supposed to take over as chairman of the committee to consider George Bush's judicial nominees. Specter embarked on a media blitz today to help repair the damage from his comment last week that anti-abortion judges would be unlikely to be confirmed by the Senate. He said today, "I think I can help the president, and I think I can help the country." An impassioned apology today from Jim McGreevy in his farewell address of governor of New Jersey. His speech to hundreds of supporters in Trenton came 3 months after he stunned everybody on the national political scene, revealing he was gay and had been involved with another man. In his remarks today, McGreevy said he was sorry for disappointing New Jersey residents who had placed their trust in him. Palestinian leaders traveling to Paris today to check on the condition of Yasser Arafat. It's not clear whether they will actually be able to visit the ailing 75-year-old Palestinian leader. Hospital officials in France have restricted his visitors. Arafat's wife accused the officials from Palestine of trying to bury her husband alive. This is Air America Radio News.
I think I'm in love.
He said love, and it's perfect. Your favorite restaurant, music, candlelight. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and he's hanging on your every word.
I should have used Preparation H.
Use Preparation H Medicated Wipes with Aloe, the easy way to cleanse, cool, and soothe. 4 times bigger than Tox pads and easy to grab from the resealable plastic tub.
And I hope you feel the same way.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Medicated Wipes. Big relief. Use as directed.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Unfiltered.
Tuesday on Unfiltered. As the post-November 2nd plates still shift, we surf the robe-rich lava. And it's Tuesday, so we ask a vet. Plus, Mike Pat Fantonio smells something funky on the Barbie in a West Virginia state court. Resist the flow. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com.
Unfiltered. Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. It's about 7 past the hour. Kevin Kinney will be live in the studio here with us coming up second hour, I believe. We're going to take a little break during the 30 minutes of that hour and just try to get away, if we can, from some of the craziness. Shock and awe, again. This time it's Fallujah, and they're still trying to convince us there will be no civilian casualties. It's amazing. We'll check in with Rumsfeld, from whom we have not heard recently. He had a Pentagon briefing today. We'll hear the spin that the killers in the Bush administration are putting on this latest atrocity. So we've got that. And a new twist on the voting machine scandal that was first discussed Saturday on the Laura Flanders show on this network. Oh, and how about Keith Olbermann on MSNBC? I just hope he doesn't become another Phil Donahue and MSNBC decides, like they did with Donahue, that Olbermann is just a little bit too liberal. If you watched his program tonight, you know what I'm talking about. He was actually talking about all the counties, the Democrat heavy counties that voted for Bush, if you believe the machines, in battleground states. Now, at this point, most of you who are staying abreast of the story pretty much know everything that we will touch on tonight, but for those who don't, we're going to continue to pursue this. I can't believe that
As far as radio is concerned, I know Maria Heller, several people. What's his name on KGO? Not Bernie Ward, but drawing a blank. I know a couple of independent people out there, liberals, progressives, who are working for corporate-owned radio, are trying to report this. On this network, Laura Flanders, Randy Rhodes, and I I don't know if we're the only three that are pushing the story, but I will promise you we're not going to quit. There are allies starting to pop up in mainstream media, even though mainstream media, and I put quotes around mainstream media, what the hell are we if not mainstream, right? But you know what I'm talking about. Mainstream media, for the most part, has fallen, has not lived up to its responsibilities to make sure that this sort of a scandal is revealed. What is it? What is it with... We make jokes, not jokes, but ironic statements sometimes about the cowardice of media in this country, the cowardice of reporters, whether they work for radio or television or newspapers. There are a few exceptions. There are always a few exceptions. But those few exceptions usually wind up on the editorial page or walled off in some free speech zone equivalent in media. You know, on the street, the free speech zone is way over there behind the barbed wire. The free speech zone in media seems to be the editorial page ghetto, where that's about the only place in some newspapers you will find some columnists like Bob Herbert or Paul Krugman who actually speak the truth. So the free speech zone ghetto in media seems to be on a couple little niches in cable television. Every once in a while, Tweety Bird surprises me with something that seems to make sense, other than the usual drivel from the people he has on. But Keith Olbermann, whom we spotted, God, Kathy, when was it? When he first came on the air over a year and a half ago, that his program had the potential to become a shining little light until the executives at NBC decide to kill him, figuratively speaking, of course. Now, mainstream media, wouldn't it seem appropriate to... That mainstream media would jump all over the story, the fraudulent votes, the machines that didn't work. We've got a story for you tonight. A box of wet ballots were found in Florida in an area where there was no rain. In Houston, Texas, I got an email from a guy who, when he and his wife went to vote, straight Democratic ticket, and then they reviewed their electronic voting. He was horrified to find that Bush and Cheney had been checked. I mean, this is not stopping, is it? It just keeps going and going and going. These filthy individuals who claim to be Republicans and Christians and conservatives did everything they could to suppress the vote. Everything from vile crap like sending out literature said the Democrats were going to ban the Bible. I mean, that is so funny. Is there anybody in the country who would have believed? Believe that? Yeah, I guess there are. The snake handlers that seem to exist here in the South, all over the South. You know, the real ignorant knuckle-dragging, you gonna love this, boy! You know, that type. I guess they believed it. But voter suppression has become almost a science to the right-wingers. You know, how to stop so-called minorities. What these days, groups one of these Caucasian vote suppressors, and they're going to do damage. You know what I'm saying? Sure you do. But the attempts to suppress votes, whether they were so-called minorities, white people voting in allegedly heavy Democratic, why am I saying allegedly? Heavy Democratic precincts, it doesn't make any difference. The effort, the word was out there. Republicans will be defeated. Bush will be sent back to wherever the hell he came from unless we tamper with the vote. Suppress the vote to begin with. Then, as it was pointed out on the Laura Flanders show, when you have precincts where, oh my God, Where last 4 years ago they struggled to stay abreast of voter demand, and this year in those same precincts they had fewer voting machines, knowing full well that thousands upon thousands more people had been registered, that the turnout was going to be even greater. You saw it on television with your own eyes. Lines of people. All right, how long can a working class American stand online to vote in this country? How long, huh? Allegedly, you get 2 hours. Well, your boss can't do anything if you take 2 hours. The joke there is that the boss, whoever the hell that is, makes the decision what 2 hours you can have. But how many people can stand online 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours? Huh? Every trick in the book was used. Remove the voting machines. That'll fix these liberal bastards, right? Remove the voting machines. Now, David Swanson, writing at, I don't know where the hell he wrote this. Where was this, Kathy? I have no idea. Oh, he writes for the AFL-CIO. He says, if the pre-election context wasn't enough to put the media on alert, you know, the fact that we have an unelected government and have for the past 4 years, the exit polls on election day should have been what was necessary to put media on alert. The polls by the National Election Pool throughout the day showed Kerry ahead in a number of swing states. Media commentators made it quite clear that they had seen and took seriously the polls. Professional pollster John Zogby took them seriously enough to call the race for Kerry. Wall Street took them seriously enough to start dropping stock prices. Now, who's reporting on it? Well, Keith Olbermann is, Randy Rhodes is, Laura Flanders is, I am, Amy Goodman is, Ray Taliaferro is, Bernie Ward is, I'm sure that Peter Werbe is. But you notice that list of names. You didn't hear Dan Rather, Peter Jennings, Wolf Blitzer, Judy Woodruff, huh? The heavy hitters. You heard us on the second and third teams. And yes, for the time being, we all are. No offense to Air America Radio Network, but truth is the truth. And in Ohio, oh my God, vote totals for Bush that exceeded the number of people on the rolls, on the voter rolls. And who's talking about it, huh? Did Peter Jennings come out with guns blazing tonight and say, Jesus, you're not going to believe what happened in Ohio? Well, I must have missed it, because all the news is focused on our newest butchery in Iraq, right? Interesting how that works, isn't it? Sarah America Radio, I'm Mike Malloy.
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Don't let the cable shark raise your rates. Switch to DirecTV today.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. Call 1-800-264-0071.
At $4.99 a month for second and each Destiny receiver. Offer ends 2/28/05. Call now.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
And now, here's Tony Award-winning international gigastar, housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, possums. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box theater with caring, sharing, love, and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
Do you have an idea or invention you would like to market? Perhaps a way of improving an existing product? Call Advent Product Development at 1-800-9-INVENT. For years, Advent has helped inventors and creative thinkers bring their idea or product to market. They are the clearinghouse for companies looking for inventions and ideas. Their coast-to-coast computer network can put you together with the right companies. They may even get your product on TV. No invention is too large or too small. Right now, hundreds of manufacturers are seeking new products. Call 1-800-9-INVENT and Advent Product Development will rush you a free inventor's kit. There's no obligation. No inventor can afford to be without this valuable kit. Get all the facts on how to safeguard, develop, and market your idea or invention. Call now, 1-800-9-INVENT, and use the professional guidance of Advent Product Development. Call for your free kit, 1-800-9-INVENT. That's 1-800-9-INVENT.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Our plan is working. We're going to make elections.
Past the hour. Now, there's a link on Randy's website where you can get a breakdown or a list of all these reports that are coming in. There's not enough time on the program to go through it. Just go to votersunite.org. Votersunite.org. And then just look a little bit down the page, and you'll see the problems that are showing up. Now, if you want a more direct address, it's votersunite.org/electionproblems.asp. All right? votersunite.org/electionproblems.asp. Cuyahoga County, Ohio, is a good example. There are charts available, I'm sure you've seen them, where 29 of the precincts in Cuyahoga County had vote totals that were higher than the number of registered voters. Now, in Cuyahoga County, this is a Democratic, isn't Cuyahoga County, isn't that Cleveland? Democratic voters and precincts going for Bush. According to what I've got here, now who in the hell is this from? Just so much information is coming in here. It says 93,136 extra votes beyond 100% in just those 29 precincts that I just mentioned. This is for one county in Ohio. How many did Bush win by? Uh-huh, right. Now, I want to share this. This is from Gary in Houston. He says, Mike, I'm relegated to a left wing nut or conspiracy theorist when I ask, how do we know the election results were valid? There were myriad problems in Houston. The most common was when straight-ticket Democratic Party voters reviewed their ballots to find, to their horror, Bush and Cheney checked on their e-slate screens. This happened to my wife and to a fellow Kucinich supporter. But on the other hand, if Jesus has already decided that W should be president, what's a few votes? And he goes on, he says, United States of America is now merely a geographic term. Bush has made us a beacon of nothing. And it's from Gary in Houston. Now, in Nebraska, from WOWT Television in Omaha, is Sarpy County, is that Omaha? They're talking about Sarpy County election officials are trying to figure out how they ended up with more votes than voters in the general election. As many as 10,000 extra votes have been tallied. And candidates are still waiting for corrected totals. The thing from WOWT says, for some reason, some votes were counted twice. Deputy Sarpy County Election Commissioner Ed Gilbert says, quote, it affected 32 of the 80 precincts and I suppose as many as 10,000 votes. Sarpy County borrowed the election equipment from, here they are again, ES&S. Election systems and software, the Christian reconstructionist psychopaths who want to establish a theocracy here. And then WOWT reports that employees from ES&S operated the machines that are now double-checking the ballots. No one is sure, it says, exactly what went wrong. Oh, boy, you really have to be a rocket scientist to figure this one out, right? Lebanon, Ohio. Warren County. Oh, man. Now, Warren County was where county officials locked down the county administration building on election night and blocked anyone from observing the vote count as everybody waited for the returns to come in from Ohio. You've heard the story, I know, because I heard it on Randy's program today, but if you didn't listen, here it is. County officials say they took the action for homeland security. Although state election officials said they didn't know of any other Ohio county that closed off its election board, media organizations protested, saying it violated the law and the public's rights. The Warren County results delayed for hours because of long lines that extended voting past the scheduled close of polls were part of the last tallies that helped clinch Bush's reelection. Think about that. If you don't think about anything else, those two or three sentences. The one county in Ohio where the county officials said, nope, you're not going to see it. Get out of here. Homeland Security said Al-Qaeda may attack our building. Scram! Amscray! And one of the last counties to report vote totals for Bush. The Warren County Emergency Service Director said he had recommended increased security based on information received from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the FBI. Right. That's right. The FBI went to Warren County and said, hey, guess what? Al-Qaeda is going to attack y'all. They're going to bring in anthrax and bombs and stuff. Y'all better shut down the county building when you count the votes. Not the day before, not the day after, not the day of, but that evening when you're counting the votes. Oh, Jesus Christ, man, here come the terrorists. So lock it down, shut it up, okay? This is Air America.
Enough to know we can't play God with others' lives at stake. So now we've all discovered the world wasn't only made for whites. What step are you gonna take to try to set things right?
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Last Tuesday gave many of us the election hangover of a lifetime. But the 2004 campaign should also give us reasons to believe this bleak political situation can be turned around. 2 years ago, Democrats were dead in the water, and progressives were playing permanent defense against a popular president whose record got little scrutiny from the media. In 18 short months, progressive organizations formed a grassroots coalition that forced the GOP to pull out every stop in this election. We've seen the launch of key new players in progressive media like Air America, the blossoming of organizations like True Majority and MoveOn.org, and broad coalitions like National Voice, whose promise is only beginning to be fulfilled. These efforts produced huge gains in voter participation among youth, women on their own, communities of color, and first-time voters. Let's not delude ourselves. What's been accomplished isn't enough, and there's tough work ahead. But the time for grief and disbelief is over. Let's celebrate what's been gained and build on it. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day. For the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
There's a blue light flashing across the street. My leg is holding at my feet.
26 before the hour. So back to this thing in Warren County, Ohio. Channel 9, their WCPO television news director, Bob Morford, said, quote, "I've never seen anything like this." When he first heard about Warren County's building restrictions, that the public would not, media would not be allowed in to watch the vote counting. He said he understood concerns that too many people could make the counting process a circus. But he said it's never been a problem in the past. And that the county could have set up security checkpoint and had people show identification. Morford said of the county's homeland security reason, he said, frankly, we consider that a red herring. Well, duh. He says that's something that's put up when you don't know what else to put up to keep us out. Now, it just goes on and on. I mean, it does not stop. It doesn't stop. If you went to Keith Overman's blog site... And you can get there just by going to MSNBC.com and then click on the Overman's program and go to see what he has written. I'm sure most of you have already done that. So there's so much out there to talk about, the theft of this election. And as we said Wednesday, when we just went absolutely ballistic on this program, about the theft of the election, about I don't want to hear people talking about how, well, you know, we've got to do more organizing. Well, we got to get the unions out. Well, we got to get the church folks out. Well, we need to get the values issue. Well, we need to talk more about Christ. No, you don't. All you have to do is get rid of the machines. So simple. So simple. And today, as this story is starting to, as they say in the biz, get legs, what are we treated to? The invasion of Fallujah. Couldn't have waited a week. Couldn't have started a week before the election. They had to wait till after the election. But, you know, just absolute coincidence, right? If you suggest, as was suggested at BuzzFlash in one of the editorials, if you suggest the Fallujah offensive timing was engineered to steal attention away from voter fraud reports, well, you must have your tinfoil hat on, right? And the writer of this says, forget planes being hijacked. America as a whole has been hijacked, not by Islamic-based terrorists, not by Middle Eastern zealots who hate our freedom, and not by suicidal bomb-packing sycophants programmed to praise their God by personally delivering their murder victims to his pearly gate. No, America has been hijacked by a greedy, power-hungry political machine that could never win an election without stealing it. Well, no kidding. No kidding. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's work some phone calls in here. We're at 866-303-2270. By the way, my good friend Kevin Kinney, who's going to be in New York playing at a club, he'll tell you all about it. He's sitting in the studio with me. You can say hi. I've been sitting there so quiet.
Hello.
Hey. Kevin Kinney, musician, political ass kicker, and he'll tell us a little bit later. He's going to sit in with us for a while here. It's nice to have some company in here. You know, every other program I hear, there's, you know, there's somebody else sitting with the host talking and, you know, keeping it going. And And we would do that here, except Kathy is, as you see, she's on the other side of the glass with the baby, and the baby's liable to start screaming any second. So.
I'll be your Ed McMahon tonight.
You'll be the Ed McMahon, okay. All right, let's do some calls. But Kevin Kenney is here, and we're going to chat here a little bit. And then after the top of the hour coming, I've asked him to bring his guitar. I have to have a break, okay? I have to have a break, and Kevin is going to do a little bit of music. We're going to talk about it. He's got a CD out. We'll talk about it for maybe 15, 20 minutes. And then y'all listening in New York, I want you to go to the club where he's going to be playing Wednesday night. And I don't want to hear any of this, I got to go to work Thursday. Get your ass out there and listen to Kevin Kenney. You want to hear some good Southern rock. Although Kevin's from Milwaukee, but if you want to hear some good Southern rock, because he's based in Athens, Georgia, and has been for 20 years, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Marianne is calling our Aurora, Illinois Bureau Chief. Marianne, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I think you really deserve a break, because quite frankly, the Wednesday morning after spending basically 45 hours awake, because I was an election judge all Tuesday in Illinois here.
Wow.
And believe me, everybody who came in who was entitled to vote, voted.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got into a few little bitchy arguments with the other election judges. They're all like 90 years old.
Yeah.
But I didn't care. It was all right. But, you know, I woke up Wednesday morning, and I'm going, how is Randy going to do her show? How is Mike going to do his show?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel gutted. And believe me, when I came, when I went to my friend's house late that night and watched the results, I just said, they stole it. That was my gut reaction.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no way, given what we all know.
Oh, yeah. No October surprise, no
right.
martial law. You knew that they knew the fix was in. Oh,
right.
My God.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and so it's like, it was driving me nuts that all the punditry was just accepting this. Now, all right. I expected this from their side. I mean, that they would steal another election, how else could they win it? But
mm-hmm.
what in the world is going on with the Democratic leadership? I mean, Kerry simply stood down. And remember, I mean, I got all the email. You probably did it, too. They were asking, they raised $45 million. They asked for it, and Kerry asked for it specifically.
Right.
To count the votes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, money going to?
Yeah, I have no idea. You know, I watched Edwards on election night at 2:33 in the morning make his statement.
And
I don't know.
I did too.
I don't know what happened, Marianne. All of a sudden, it's like Al Gore. Al Gore disappeared. Kerry and Edwards, where are they now? I understand.
Well, the Democrats have just completely retreated. I mean, now I'm hearing that Reid of Nevada is being pushed for Senate Minority Leader.
Yeah.
You know, another moderate from a red state. Oh, yeah, he's going to champion, like, democracy with a small D.
I know.
We're being asked to move to the right. But, you know, and this weekend, even Dick Durbin on one of those talking head shows on Sunday
mm-hmm.
used the word mandate.
Oh,
my God. I'm going, Dick Durbin, you are the leadership now, and even Mr. Obama. Barack Obama, I was a fundraiser for Barack Obama, and he is now referring to last week's result as a Bush victory.
For people who don't know, Dick Durbin is now the senior senator from Illinois, and Barack Obama, of course, is now the junior senator, having won the seat vacated by Fitzgerald.
I mean, a bunch of us are going to meet with Barack Obama. What am I going to tell him? I mean, you know, he's great. I love the guy, but, you know,
stop. If I had a chance to talk with him, I would say, or Dick Durbin, I would say, stop referring to the theft of the election as a mandate or even a victory.
Or victory, absolutely.
It was neither.
You know, and I don't want to hear about anything except how we fix the voter fraud problem, because it will not matter. And I have to agree with you and Randy Rhodes. I mean, you know that Kerry wasn't my first choice. You know,
right.
But it doesn't matter. Whether he was lame, whether he was perfect, none of it matters. What our policies? I've heard seen some brilliant columns written. The fellow who wrote "What's the Matter with Kansas?" I mean, yeah, great
mm-hmm.
column. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter. None of it matters, and they're not talking about it. I mean, Illinois has gone through great lengths to make. You know, we've had decades of dealing with voter fraud here, and we finally have a system that's pretty transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Not perfect, but transparent. And by God. The exit polling and the results were just spot on. Well, you know, Mr. Obama got elected under that system, 2 years from now when we have these mandated electronic machines, what do you think the vote totals would have been? I think it was 72-27, Obama versus Alan Keyes.
Right.
You think that would be possible next time around? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. And I said Wednesday that if you think it's bad now, with the Republicans picking up 3 or 4 Senate seats, they now have 55 to 45. All they're looking for is the 5 remaining seats so that they can then vote to close off any kind of filibustering. Once that happens, then that's when we are essentially a one-party country.
I'll tell you, Michael, when I heard Randy Rhodes and when I heard you on Wednesday, it did help because the truth is very enabling and healing. And believe me, there are millions and millions of people staggering. I actually saw them, and people I met this weekend. We were at a wedding. We were this and that. I mean, it was all the same. People putting so much energy trying to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
When under the surface, when we started talking about things, it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, you want to open a vein. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You just want to open a vein. All right, well, don't open any veins. Just
Not in this end. Not in Aurora, Illinois here.
Right.
Not as long as I'm living here.
Stay in touch, Marianne.
Okay, Mike.
Thanks for checking in.
Bye-bye.
Going back to that BuzzFlash editorial, and this is kind of connects with what Marianne just said. Here's a paragraph. America is no longer a nation. It has become a notion, a device used to convince its lesser-thinking inhabitants that they are in control of the people and events that dictate the path of their very existence. We are constantly reminded by political figureheads that we are a free people, a democratic republic, a self-governed populace. That is programming. We have been programmed into assuming those political figureheads fear us. We have been programmed into assuming their alleged fear is based upon the notion that we, the people, can vote them out of office if we so choose. Yeah, really. Since I have a rock and roller in the studio here with me, when we come back after this break, I got to ask you, Kevin, what happened to the Rock the Vote crowd? You know, I mean, it was the same basic percentage of the people that turned out. Maybe the raw numbers were higher, but the same basic percentage just turned out in 2000. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk for a minute with Kevin Kinney about the political stuff. Stay with us. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Little did I realize we'd get the trifecta.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on. Aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Homeowners, imagine an interest rate of only 1.25%. If you haven't refinanced in the last 3 months, you need to call Funding USA, America's low-rate leader. Credit problems, a bankruptcy, late payments, low credit scores, you still can take advantage of an adjustable loan as low as 1.25%, 30-year APR 4.95.
I lowered my payments and paid off my higher-interest car loan.
Get the cash you need to pay off higher-interest credit cards, car loans, or just drastically lower your monthly payments.
I've refinanced 3 times this year, and each time I've saved more money.
If you're paying more than 5% on your home loan, call Funding USA. Even if you've refinanced in the past 3 months, call 888-305-FUND. With an on-site escrow service, you'll get quick turnaround whatever your credit situation. Ask about the 1.25% loan. Call Funding USA now at 888-305-FUND. Licensed by the DRE 01265611 or go to fundingusa.com. 888-305-3863. 888-305-FUND.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke-free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of smoke-free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
With the people of these united rights, in order to form a more perfect union, find that we find the common ground of absolutely nothing in common at all.
Get used to it.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Kevin Kinney is going to be, we're going to talk about his music after the break at the top of the hour, but he's going to be at the Tribeca Rock Club in Manhattan Wednesday night. That's at 16 Warren Street. What time are you going to be on?
10:30
at night. Who you know who's opening?
Yeah, a band called The Every Others is opening.
The Rolling Stones are opening for you?
Yeah. The Every Others, a band from Brooklyn, and another friend of mine.
All right. If you're in the New York City area, go to Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street, Wednesday night. You got to hear this band, I'm telling you. It's not the old driving and crying band. This is a new group, 3 other musicians that Kevin has put together. And if you want to hear Southern music from a guy that was born and raised in Milwaukee, and if you think that's weird, it probably is.
It's pretty weird.
It probably is.
Socially conscious rock.
Very socially conscious. One of I've known you for years, and I know that one of your one of the people whose music you really like is Dylan. As a matter of fact, I've heard you play scary.
Yeah, I've still steal from the best.
Yeah, know? Well, that's absolutely the only way to do it. You know, I've done that my whole radio career, so I know what you're talking about. What happened to the rock the vote? You know, I'm watching television. I see 80,000 people turn out. Where was that in Madison?
With you mean the Rock the Vote concerts?
Yeah,
Well, I think it was a little bit of preaching to the choir, maybe. The demographics of the, you know, the Bruce Springsteen and the John Cougar fans is
right.
Not really the 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds that you should try to attract, I think. You know,
these are older. These are people
Don't, you know, I think you'd have, and the managers of the bands that do people like that, like, you know, some more topical bands, their managements probably wouldn't let them do something so political.
It would have been, you said during the break, it would have been great to have a tour for Kerry of all country bands.
They really need to have more of a rock the country kind of thing, I think. Would
Willie Nelson.
Probably help. Because those are the people, I mean, what you're trying to do is get somebody walk in, a Bush supporter, and walk out a Kerry supporter.
Because
I guess the ultimate is their goal.
Or get one of these so-called undecideds. But you were making the point.
Right.
You were making the point that people who listen to Springsteen or who will turn out for John Mellencamp or Bruce Springsteen or some of these other folks who were working for the Kerry campaign, these are people who are in their 40s now, and they're going to come out and see the concert just to see the concert. Their mind's already made up.
I think so. I think concerts are, you know, I don't know. I'm not from, I don't know what somebody from Ohio should call in and say if it really changed their opinion. I'm not really sure here in Georgia. Because there was no campaigning in Georgia.
No.
We had no TV. Yeah,
nobody came
they
here.
They totally ignored us. We had I saw maybe one or two ads on the TV.
We were the experiment in 2002, Kevin, when they had every precinct had the Diebold machine.
Yeah.
And as you know, Max Cleland got defeated by this jack-legged freak Saxby Chambliss in the first place. What the hell kind of a name is Saxby? And Roy Barnes, the governor, also was defeated. And now this entire state, in the course of less than 2 years, this entire state, did you read in the Journal Constitution today? Our state legislature is now Republican.
I know.
All these rotten-ass Democrats who have switched over. Well, I'm going to be a Republican now because I think it'll help my district down here in Moultrie, Georgia. You know, so the entire legislature practically is, not the entire, there's still some Democratic holdouts, but for the first time in 132 years, Georgia is now completely a Republican state. And don't even get me started on Zell Miller, because
by philosophy, you know, it's been that way for 5 years.
Probably. Well, that's true. But
it's just by name. Yeah.
We were the, and I've said this on the air, we were the big experiment. If they could, they had to pick a state in 2002 where it wouldn't raise too much suspicion if the Republicans won. So pick a southern state. And pick a state like Georgia that's kind of teetering, and we had that damnable flag issue, you remember, in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Got to bring back the stars and bars, keep the Negroes in place, you know, and the Jews, you know, keep everybody back in their place, too many of them damn liberals. And that's what got Roy Barnes elected. That was what he ran on. What got him elected was the thievery, the cheating and the lying, and I have no doubt in my mind that that's what happened, Kevin, none whatsoever. Let me see here. Who do I want to talk? Ed is calling from, is that Connecticut? Ed, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to say welcome to the program, let you talk for 10 seconds, and put you on hold and come back to you. As a matter of fact.
They would if they could.
I'm going to put you on hold right now, okay?
They would if they could, man.
There you go. We'll come back and talk with Ed in Connecticut right after this break. The Nation Minute. Then some news and some commercials, and we'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Have you gotten the emails claiming Bush stole the election? That the voting machines were rigged? That the exit polls were not wrong? That Kerry really won? It's all over the internet, but the case for fraud is far from certain. Exit polling can go wrong, and the many problems with electronic voting may only have been mistakes that come with any complex system, not concrete evidence of a conspiracy. But one thing is clear. Years after the Florida mess, the voting system remains flawed and in need of serious reform. Last week, e-voting machines in some spots did not correctly record votes, and across the country, vote counting was overseen by partisan hacks and secretive companies that are linked to the Republicans. None of this inspires confidence. We need an independent, nonpartisan commission to set effective and national standards for voting and for verifying the vote count, whether or not there was any foul play. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
If you're looking for an SUV tire, then look no further than Goodyear Forterra HL. Drive in comfort and style with Goodyear's premium SUV tire. The Goodyear Forterra HL is rated as the best SUV tire in the November issue of a leading consumer magazine. Right now, buy a set of four Forterra HL tires and get a $75 mail-in rebate. For complete details, visit a participating Goodyear retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR. This mail-in offer ends November 27th.
Bills, paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull define Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip, add a stamp.
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull, be great.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, looking for Arafat's money. In his four decades as Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat has run an empire that includes far-flung PLO investments in airlines, banana plantations, and high-tech companies, and money hidden in bank accounts around the world. The stage is now set in France for a dramatic showdown between Yasser Arafat's wife and those who would succeed him over power and the cash. Palestinian leaders have arrived in France. With a critically ill Arafat is still hospitalized, but they may not be allowed to visit him. Arafat's wife, Suha, is controlling access to her husband. She made a phone call to Al Jazeera TV early today, furious, accusing Arafat's top lieutenants of coming to France to try to bury him alive. Back in the year 2003, Forbes magazine ranked Yasser Arafat number 6 on its list of the richest kings, queens, and despots, estimating he was worth at least $300 million. Shalom Harari, a former top Israeli intelligence official, says Arafat may have stashed away up to $700 million, part of it for an emergency like exile, especially with Israel threatening to expel him. Last year, the International Monetary Fund reported $900 million in Palestinian Authority income never reached the treasury during the first 6 years of self-rule. The money, including Israeli tax rebates, revenue from monopolies on cigarettes, fuel, cement, instead went into a Tel Aviv account controlled by Yasser Arafat. In France today, hospital officials are only saying Arafat remains stable in intensive care. A second prong of the U.S. attack in Fallujah, penetrating the northeastern Askari district. First Infantry Division tanks and Humvees are in that insurgent-held area of the city. Iraqi troops with U.S. soldiers took over a train station. U.S. troops seized the hospital. A clinic in Fallujah reported receiving 12 dead, 17 wounded, including children. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says up to 15,000 U.S. and Iraqi troops have surrounded the city. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld shying away from characterizing the battle for Fallujah as the final climactic battle against insurgents in Iraq. He says he doesn't expect it to be quick, clean, or easy. Still, Rumsfeld says it's impossible for Iraq to continue to take its first halting steps toward a representative democracy without getting rid of the extremists who he says thrive on the kind of instability that's found in Fallujah. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers says it's probable that U.S., coalition, and Iraqi troops will have to engage insurgents in other parts of Iraq's Sunni triangle as well. In General Myers' words, if there were a silver bullet, we would have shot it a long time ago. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
If your company has machines and people who work on those machines, and the machines have gears and are made of some kind of metal, and those machines are necessary to manufacture some kind of product that your company sells. In short, if these machines have absolutely no distinguishing qualities whatsoever, then your company is exactly how most insurance companies see their business clients. To see the whole picture, Liberty Mutual goes beyond the numbers and averages. For business liability coverage, we learn how your products are manufactured and used. We even look at your suppliers and vendor agreements, so we can help you accurately determine your business's risks before they become problems. Because the more we understand the way you actually do things, the more accurately we can tailor your coverage terms and service. After all, if your business were exactly the same as every other business, you probably wouldn't be in business. Liberty Mutual. It's more than insurance. It's insurance in action.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select for the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hey, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. We'll talk with Mark Bowden, the author of Black Hawk Down, about his new book and the new geopolitics. Also, the religious right is flexing its new political muscle. So how will we create a new language of morality in politics? No idea yet, but we're working on it. Plus, our first post-election trip to the liberal confessional on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
I love it.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Sitting in with me is Kevin Kinney. Of the Sun-Tangled Angel Revival. He's going to be at the Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street, in New York City on Wednesday. Wednesday coming, night after tomorrow, around 10:30 at night. And I'm coming back to you, Ed, in Connecticut, just a second. I'll be right back. But, see, on Air America, I hear all these, musicians will be live in the studio with Al Franken or with Janine, and Sam, or with who else, Kathy, with Randy, you know, big time musicians. Well, this is our big time musician. So I want, now, don't y'all embarrass me, you listeners in New York City. You know, Kevin's going to call me probably Thursday and say, "Damn, man, there are only six people there," or he's going to call me and say, "Jesus, it broke the doors down." All right, I want you to go hear this guy. All right. Kevin Kinney, he's going to be at Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street, on Wednesday, about 10:30 at night. So, you know, look, I'm the new guy on Air America. I understand that. I've only been here, 3 months now? Everybody else has been here 6 months. Okay, big deal. Please, I want you to go hear Kevin Kinney. You haven't heard music like this in a long time. I'll guarantee you that. Okay, so I want you to go. And we're going to talk to him again. Tell Kevin his drummer needs to bring a bass drum pedal. Huh? Last time Jason played there, the pedal fell apart mid-tune. I don't know what that means. Okay, well, whatever. Jason, our engineer, who also is with Afro Skull, musician, too. And Jason, I'm sure Jason's listening. I want you to go hear this guy, Jason, and spread the word about Kevin Kenney. All right, back to Ed in Connecticut. Ed, you've been a very patient man. Thanks for holding on, sir.
Hey, Mike, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, you know, not only will we always have the Bruce, but we'll always have Kevin, it sounds like.
There you go.
And I remember growing up in North Carolina listening to Kevin. And
really?
He's a real poet, man. He spoke to me. And anybody who's not familiar, you got to go down and hear him because he speaks from the soul.
He does. What a guy. He does.
He's a real guy. Mike, my point is I don't know if they stole Ohio, if we lost it, but what I do know, and I really know this well, is that if they could steal the election, they would. I have no faith at all in George Bush and company. And from what I've been reading online and investigating, I have no faith, I have no guarantee that they didn't steal this because it's not open, it's not transparent, and it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be paranoid, I don't want to put on my tinfoil hat, but I do think we need to have ultimate faith in our elections in this country. And the minority, the way they suppressed the vote in Ohio, it was ugly, it's a disgrace to everybody. I don't care what party, independent, Republican, Democrat, we've got to do a lot better.
Absolutely. And again, whether there was tampering with the programs or not, and I'm convinced there was, Laura Flanders on this network on her weekend show was talking about the fact that in so many of these precincts where they knew, for example, they had a good information, 10,000 voters would show up. When they had 5,000 voters, they had 10 machines. So with 10,000 voters coming, they cut it back to 5 machines. Now, what's that about, right?
What is that about? But I want to speak to all my Democratic leaders. I want to speak to Chris Dodd, who voted against voter verification. He voted against paper ballots.
Really?
He had a big hand in going along with I don't know what that is about because I've always had faith in Chris Dodd.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm one of these guys. I gave 36 times to Howard Dean. I gave way more money than I should have to Kerry. I gave to the congressional candidates. I gave to Move On. I gave thousands of dollars. And until they guarantee me faith and integrity in the electoral process, and until they fight to get rid of the Electoral College, I'm not giving another dollar. Because if we can fight to the nail, but if we don't have confidence at the end of the day that things are being tallied fairly and correctly, and I don't have that confidence, I'm not putting myself out again.
Yeah,
I'll fight for a local candidate. In Connecticut, I have pretty good faith. But what's with these computers? I'm online. I'm reading the only academic they had is some guy from Newt Gingrich's university, Kennesaw mm-hmm. Mountain College. Who's ever heard of that? And that's their one academic professional on the board?
Right,
and I don't want to slander the guy, but, I mean, it really should raise some eyebrows.
Yeah, that's Kennesaw State, I guess it's university now. It's right here in the Atlanta area. State College still, Kathy? University? It's right here in the Atlanta area. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. The only reaction I have to what you said, I agree with everything you said, but my feeling is I'm going to continue to vote, only the next time I go to vote, I may take a hammer with me, and if there's a machine there, I may wind up losing my career and going to jail. I don't know, man. You know, the song, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening. You understand what I'm saying? But I would never do that. I would never, ever commit any violent act. Not me.
I'm out there with you.
Hey, thanks, Ed.
Okay.
All right, you have a nice evening. I want to get Kevin to, before you play some of this, he's got a spoken word thing, song on the new album, Suntangled Angel Revival, which is also kind of that's the name of your new band, isn't it?
Yeah, it's band, record, everything.
Everything.
The Monkees.
But if you take the letters, STAR, star, Suntangled Angel Revival, there's a tune on here, Epilogue, Epitaph in A Minor. And I want you to do a little bit of that. But during the break, you were telling me about, you know, your travels around the South. What you were hearing is not like when the big dog ran, when people were talking about Clinton. But Kerry, you just didn't see it happening, did you?
No, I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it was happening in the South or in the rural, you know, I spend a lot of time at truck stops and traveling the
well, yeah, to gas up at 3 in the morning, get some more coffee.
I mean, I travel pretty much Wednesday through Saturday night,
right.
Sunday in the South, and, you know, except for the occasional show. But, yeah, I think when Clinton was around, I think he really felt that there might be something happening, and people weren't ashamed to say, you know, I think I could vote for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I just wasn't feeling it this time, you know, wasn't feeling it this time.
All right, let's, by the way, Kevin's website, it's kevinkinney.com, only Kevin is spelled without the I. Why did you do that? It's KevinKinney.com.
Yeah, I was a crazy little hipster, you know.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, I was
crazy little hipster.
That was my rebellion. Yes, there's Sid Vicious and Johnny Rotten. I thought I'd just take the I out of my name.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like if people throw me eyes on stage that they steal off signs all the time. And here's your eye back.
Here's your eye back. Oh, my God. Epilogue, epitaph in A minor. Let's do some of this.
Want to hear a little bit of that?
Yeah, I want to hear a little bit of that. Just when you get to the F word, if you could put something else in there instead of the F word.
Okay, well, I'm going to change it around a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Heavy loads, washed out roads, kaleidoscoping power grip, television, fireplace. It's hard to think for yourself. Fornicators and the commentators, the panic-driven imitators, looking forward to the revolution. Everybody looking back to their own hand-picked times and epitaphs. Jimi Hendrix, Kerouac, Vietnam. Stand in line, do what you're told. Stand in line, be a good little worker bee. The queen bees had a way with me. I miss the old days. I miss the old days when gasoline was 95 cents a gallon. You could still hear the Dixie Chicks on the radio. But the truth be it told, the truth be it mine, I don't have the time sometimes to think about all the worldly woes and 10-cent talk shows. Because tomorrow I gotta get up and I gotta go to work. And I hate to go to work. The best thing about going to work is getting off of work. Walking through your door, throwing your coat on the floor, smelling your Betty Crocker hot ground potatoes and pork chops and onions. And I climb into that big old Sears Posh-Pedic Dream Machine and I turn on the TV. The signal came free with the set, you see. And I watched the news and read the store. And I woke up in the morning to the smell of fresh-cut grass and coffee. I guess the man don't pay me enough to worry about all the worldly woes and 10-cent talk shows. Not at 6:50 an hour, he don't.
All right. All right. I was reading the lyrics.
I amended it a little bit.
Yeah, you did amend it. You amended it. Thank you. Thanks for amending it.
Yeah.
When you're playing at Tribeca Club, you'll probably put it back to...
I might, yeah.
Yeah, I think you could get
it's
away.
It's a different show every night. You know, we're an improvisational kind of thing, and we're, you know, I made 15 records, and every one of them is about, you know, there's none of them about whiskey drinking or girls.
I know, yeah.
They're all about growing up and trying to fit in.
That's right.
Trying to be okay with the way America is and trying to
it's good.
It out.
It's good music.
A lot of good people in America, you know.
There are. It's too bad their votes keep getting suppressed. He's going to come back. We're not going to let him go yet. He's going to be at the Tribeca Rock Club Wednesday night, 16 Warren Street in Manhattan. So go see this guy. Go see him and his band, okay?
According to the Department of Energy, biodiesel is the fastest-growing alternative fuel. Biodiesel is a homegrown, renewable fuel made from vegetable oil that runs in any diesel engine.
Biodiesel is good for the planet because it reduces emissions significantly.
That's Jenna Higgins, Communications Director for the National Biodiesel Board. The NBB has been around since 1992.
The National Biodiesel Board has a website that's www.biodiesel.org, and it is the most comprehensive source source for biodiesel information in the world. It's got a reports database where you can get in and search for data on a specific topic. It's got all kinds of fact sheets and other resources as well.
Get pumped up for energy independence at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Do you have an idea or invention you would like to market? Perhaps a way of improving an existing product? Call Advent Product Development at 1-800-9-INVENT. For years, Advent has helped inventors and creative thinkers bring their idea or product to market. They are the clearinghouse for companies looking for inventions and ideas. Their coast-to-coast computer network can put you together with the right companies. They may even get your product on TV. No invention is too large or too small. Right now, hundreds of manufacturers are seeking new products. Call 1-800-9-INVENT and Advent Product Development will rush you a free inventor's kit. There's no obligation. No inventor can afford to be without this valuable kit. Get all the facts on how to safeguard, develop, and market your idea or invention. Call now 1-800-9-INVENT and use the professional guidance of Advent Product Development. Call for your free kit, 1-800-9-INVENT. That's 1-800-9-INVENT.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
That's a title track from Suntangled Angel Revival, Go see Kevin Kenney Wednesday night, Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street in Manhattan. 22 and a half past the hour. Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program.
Evening, Mike. It's nice to see you have some company here. Stop from getting too crazy there.
It is. I'm telling you, having somebody in the studio here, especially a musician, it always calms me down.
I always worry about you.
Thank you.
I wonder when you're really going to explode one day. And I get concerned because it's unfortunate. When you look at the South and the rest of it, the way all they get is 6 to 8 hours of this Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, and you have Democratic governors and local people running away from the Democratic Party.
I know.
It's like we're not really going to reach them because of this conglomeratization of our media. And it's kind of like a vicious circle. You know, there's just like I think just a little group of people that are really these intolerant type of Christians that forget that the reason that people came over here was because of religious intolerance, and they come over here and they're more like it's not so much morals, I don't think. I think it's more like religiosity. Thou shalt not, thou cannot, thou will not,
right?
Kind of thing, and they kind of forget what this nation is supposed to be all about. That's just a little group of them, but I think the other people, if we can somehow frame our message and show the hypocrisy and duplicity of these people that spew these one-liners from the Bible and project themselves as religious and moral people. And yet you have a case where in Alabama last year, a very religious state, I've been down there, and the governor was really going to the Bible, if you remember last year. I don't know if you remember. He was talking about, we're not taking care of the poor. He was a little alarmed by reports that he had of people really slipping into poverty in his state.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about we need to just readjust, just fine-tune it. Nothing radical, just fine-tune the tax system so that we ask the people that are so much better off and doing so well to do unto the lesser of those as we do unto, as we want done unto ourselves. If you do
right.
I think he quoted something from the Bible about if you do it unto the lesser of me, you do it unto me,
right.
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And the slam back this guy got.
Oh, yeah.
From all these, these moral types. Well, no, wait a minute now, there's the deserving poor, and then there's the undeserving poor.
That's right, and you're not talking about my Jesus. My Jesus loves rich people.
And it's like
my Jesus don't have time for none of these non-working union member people like that. We like rich people.
That's what you mean, right?
Absolutely, Mike. I don't know whether we can ever reach those real, stubborn types that are, completely intolerant. It's like who? Bennett writes a book, and it doesn't talk about tolerance at all in it. About a Christian book, and he doesn't talk about tolerance at all in it. So I think that maybe if we can somehow frame our message properly, showing how our values are actually played out, and get more stations to play you guys because we're so woefully,
Well, they're working on it. Trust me, they're working on the station part of it, and I think Air America eventually is going to make a difference here. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in.
I think they will, Mike. But I'll tell you, they got such a head start on this. It's been going on for 30 years, and we're
going
to need to do direct mail because the media is never really going to do that. You got the intolerant people
right.
that feel that they have no control over what's on their networks, and they don't realize that the networks are now programmed
yeah.
completely themselves,
I
and then they're
you.
Controlling the message.
I got you. Doug, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your comments. Kevin Kinney is going to be at Tribeca Rock Club, 16 Warren Street in Manhattan. On his way up there, you're going to be in Raleigh tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, we're going to be in Raleigh tomorrow.
At the Poor House, P-O-U-R, and then Tribeca Rock Club. And did they say Vienna, Virginia, or Vienna?
Vienna, Wolf Trap.
Yeah, down here we call it Vienna.
What do you?
We call it Vienna. Vienna, Georgia. I'm from Vienna. You're going to be at Wolf Trap.
Yeah, in the, across the street.
And then
Wilmington. And the coffee house.
And then Wilmington, North Carolina on Saturday. So Kevin's going to be in Raleigh and then up to New York City and then back down into the South. If you live in Wilmington, North Carolina, if you live in Macon, Georgia, If you live in Vienna, Virginia, or Raleigh, North Carolina, or New York City, check go to his website, kevinkinney.com, and there's no I in the Kevin. Oh, that's so something.
So irritating to you, isn't it?
I know it is. It really gets
me. It is. It gets me too. Well, it's too late now.
Which one do you want to? No, do we have time? Okay, we got a minute. Go ahead, Kevin.
I'll do a quick little one here.
All right.
Star maker, make me stars. Shine with me to call you on. Wind maker, blow my mind. Show me there's another kind. Had me believing in all white men. Shake my hand, make a stand. Men make and make me men. Take their time to live again. Dawn make a show me dawns. Rise with me to show my wrong. And cloud make and bring me clouds. Spell our problems true and loud.
This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
We could do a lot better than that. For that they clap, but they soon forget. Have you heard challenging words? Peacemaker, make me peace, and I will be the man you seek. Peacemaker, make me peace, and I will be the man you seek. Peacemaker, make me peace, and I will be the man you seek.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Maturity Report.
Here's what we have to do this time, though. We don't go to sleep. We don't wake up to the fact that 50,000 black people were disenfranchised in Florida because we see it in a documentary that Michael Moore puts out 3 years later. We have to be on top of this now. We have to maintain this intensity now. And we've got to carry this through. This is a project. This is a long-term project. And unless you want to be living in some type of Clockwork Orange type of world, this is what you're going to have to do.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Six before the hour, we're at 866-303-2270. Before we go back to your calls here, which I want to do, in Sanford, Florida, did you hear this one now? This is from Channel 6 down there. Several hundred ballots in Seminole County, Florida, mysteriously got wet and were rejected by voting machines Tuesday, according to Channel 6 News. The wet ballots were apparently discovered unmarked Tuesday at the Community United Methodist Church in Castleberry, Florida. The supervisor of elections, Dennis Joyner, said he does not know how the ballots became wet. He said the ballots were dry when the boxes were shipped out of the office. The region has not seen rain in a week. The supervisor of elections told Local 6 News that anyone whose wet ballot was rejected by a voting machine was allowed to fill in a new ballot.
y'all just come on back over here and fill in a new ballot.
And this is from Susan in Great Neck, New York. Hi, Mike. We knew it in our guts Tuesday night. Our votes were being stolen right before our eyes. Early voting, Zogby's polls, high voter turnout, exit polls were all trending toward Kerry and the Democrats until the computers, voting machines, and the media began skewing the results. Facing the obstacles of voter suppression, intimidation, and insufficient or faulty voting machines, those of us on the ground in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida knew we had mobilized our base and they came out to vote in droves. We have been betrayed by the system, and stunningly, Susan writes, by our leadership. Oh, I can't say that next two-word sentence. Blank them. I will not roll over. I will not concede, and I will not rest until every vote is counted. Susan writes, I returned the thanks for all your hard work letter I received today from the DNC demanding an accounting of the $50 million paid into the legal fund for vote recount and stating that their cowardice and betrayal was appalling. I wrote to the organizations I'd worked so tirelessly for during the campaign, asking why they were not reacting to this growing scandal. Why were they moving on from the fight for democracy? The lines seem to be clearly drawn at Air America as well. You, Randy Rhodes, and Laura Flanders are the only ones screaming about this travesty. Bravo to you all. Yes, Susan writes, there are two Americas, and the Democratic Party has crossed over to the other side. We, the people, thoughtful, caring, moral, smart, hardworking, proud, and passionate people, must fight this battle alone, bound together by our common beliefs and our humanity. I've volunteered to work with Bev Harris in black box voting and compiling information received from her Freedom of Information request. If there's any way I can help your efforts, let me know. We've only got each other. But it is a magnificent coalition of the willing. Ooh, good play on words there, Susan. Yeah, that kind of frustration that... And the anger, you know, I am thoroughly pissed that the Democratic National Committee, I don't know whose responsibility it is. I guess it's the DNC's responsibility to start challenging everything. I don't know if it's the Kerry campaign. I think it's the DNC's responsibility. It should be the DNC's responsibility. And I'm just wondering when they're going to do that. When did the challenges begin? In the meantime, the psychopath in the White House, with his mandate and his capital that he's now going to cash in, has ordered the slaughter of, we'll never know, civilians as well as insurgents, so-called, in Fallujah, and the deaths of how many American soldiers and Marines now? And again, I ask you, why are we fighting? Why are we hitting Fallujah as hard as apparently we are in the past 24 hours? So that the puppet government of Alawi that we appointed, that we put in place in Iraq, can legitimize itself? And to what end? So that Alawi will say, yeah, okay, now let's cut some deals on the oil, and more importantly, let's cut the deals on the 15 or 16 U.S. military bases that are going to be here in Iraq. This is sick and disgusting. I don't give a damn how you cut it, truth seeker. This is sick and disgusting. And the people are going to be murdered, whether they're fighters or Iraqi civilians or U.S. soldiers and Marines. It is sick and disgusting. And we've got some sound for you. I'm going to play in a little while here from Donald Rumsfeld at his press conference today that was just disgusting. I mean, this guy talks about people dying the way you and I talk about changing dirty underwear. The man makes me sick to my stomach, just absolutely sick to my stomach. So that's part of the price we're paying. And the rest of the world pays the price, too, for this fraudulent theft. The fraudulent voting and the consequent theft, don't tell me that those thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds, millions of people who registered and stood in those long lines until they couldn't stand anymore were there to vote for George W. Bush. I don't care about the Republican base, these psychopathic evangelical booger-eyed Christians who out there to stop the queers from voting. Yeah, we can't have queers vote. No. Or get married. They can vote. They can't get married, though. God. Oh, God. That's why I thank God for music, right? Thank God for rock and roll. Thank God for going to the club and listening to some music. And I don't, not just rock and roll. I don't care what it is, you know. Anything, you know, poetry slams, rap, rock, go to symphony hall. I don't give a tinker's damn. Folk music that seems to be making a comeback, you know, just to get out of it for a while, right? Just to kick back, you know, maybe enjoy a little toke before you go in the club and then sit in there and drink a beer or drink some wine and kick back and listen to music, right? And just for a little while. Pretend like this stuff doesn't exist. Am I advocating illegal activities on this program? My producer writes, no, I'm not. I just hate people that smoke pot. I think they all ought to be put under a jail there. How's that? And I've never smoked it in my life. And I would never suggest that people do drugs. No, hell no. And if you do, just don't inhale. That's all. But thank God for a break, you know. Kick back and listen to one of your old Springsteen albums. And kick back and listen to a Kevin Kenney album. All right, let us move on here. Andy Stevenson from blackboxvoting.org is checking in with an update. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you tonight?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm tired. It's been a long day. I got up at 4:30 this morning, started, and have been going all day. Just wanted to update everybody. Our website went down late this afternoon. Whoever took it out did a real good job because they took it all the way out.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, Jesus.
No, we're working on getting it back up, but it probably won't be tomorrow. So I just wanted to call and let everybody know that, yeah, we're still there. We're still fighting.
Is there a backup? Is there any kind of backup site?
No, we're actually in the process of moving to a complete the ISP that we've been working with is not that great, and the support is lacking, and so we're moving to a more secure location that's going to afford us a little bit tighter security.
Well, let me ask you something. I heard you a part of your conversation with Randy Rhodes today on her program. Did you get any legal help for your fight in Minnesota?
We've got legal help in Minnesota. We actually have legal help on the way to Nevada. Ralph Nader today did go ahead and get the recount, so Wednesday I believe that's going to happen. Ohio, there's some rumblings in Ohio, and there's some things that I can't talk about in Florida, but there's some stuff coming up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good.
This situation in Florida, I'm starting to understand, is almost as bad in its own way as it was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's worse, actually, because it's blatant. I mean, it's not even trying to be hidden this time. It's just blatant.
Let me ask you. I've been wanting to ask somebody just very directly, especially with your and Dev's organization here. Do you expect either black box voting or any of the other organizations working on this? Do you expect lawsuits that will lead to a total recount, or is that just out of the question? I guess recount is not what you're seeking, is it? How can you recount votes when there's no record?
Well, that's impossible.
Right.
The strategy's in play. Hopefully we can get a recount. But the best we can hope for is just to totally discredit these machines so that we can prepare for 2006.
All right. Let me. Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second, and we'll come back, Andy, because just a couple more things. You do sound tired. A couple more things we'll ask you, and then we'll let you go. We're talking to Andy Stevenson from blackboxvoting.org. Stick around. Your phone calls and more conversation here coming up. And don't forget, Kevin Kenney, Tribeca Rock Club, Wednesday night, 16 Warren Street in the city. Go see him, y'all. Don't make me look like a freak. Go see him.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So who can you count on for energy efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned extra strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for your free in-home estimate.
Homeowners, imagine an interest rate of only 1.25%. If you haven't refinanced in the last 3 months, you need to call Funding USA, America's low-rate leader. Credit problems, a bankruptcy, late payments, low credit scores, you still can take advantage of an adjustable loan as low as 1.25%, 30-year APR 4.95.
I lowered my payments and paid off my higher-interest car loan.
Get the cash you need to pay off higher-interest credit cards, car loans, or just drastically lower your monthly payments.
I've refinanced 3 times this year, and each time I've saved more money.
If you're paying more than 5% on your home loan, call Funding USA. Even if you've refinanced in the past 3 months, call 888-305-FUND. With an on-site escrow service, you'll get quick turnaround whatever your credit situation. Ask about the 1.25% loan. Call Funding USA now at 888-305-FUND. Licensed by the DRE 01265611 or go to fundingusa.com. 888-305-3863. 888-305-FUND. Fun.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Sometimes get encapsulated in a bubble.
Yeah, you do, don't you? It's about 9 minutes before the hour. We're talking with Andy Stevenson from blackboxvoting.org with an update here. Andy, I got an email here from the folks listening on the IRC and Undernet channel. They want to know BBC still needs, or BBV still needs donations, right? Y'all still need money. Where's my man?
Information acts are quite expensive, and we're working hard on them. But I'd also like people to Ralph Nader has taken up the gauntlet, and he's requested the recount in New Hampshire. And if we can get the show the fraud in New Hampshire, they're going to count only the Diebold counties starting Wednesday.
Right.
We're up against a couple of hard deadlines here this week that we're working against. So there's a lawsuit either tomorrow or Wednesday that's going to be filed in Nevada. We have statisticians crunching the numbers right now as we speak on New Mexico, which could also come back into play. Ohio, again, will probably be back in play, as will Florida. I'm almost certain those two states are going to come back into play.
So what about money? What about donations?
Donations can for Black Box can go to Post Office Box 2552, Seattle, Washington, 98165.
Okay.
The other address, there's two addresses. The other one, they're getting to the point now where they won't take the mail anymore, and it's going to go into the dead letter bin.
Why?
It's something to do with the way the Postal Service has changed the addresses on that the old post office box, and so that's why we've been moving to the new one.
All right, say the new one again. P.O. Box. It's
Post Office Box 2552. So that's 25552, Seattle, mm-hmm. Washington.
Right.
98165.
Okay. P.O. Box 2552, Seattle 98165. The involvement of Ralph Nader here in the past few days is a very interesting wrinkle to me on all sorts of different levels, which is not necessary to get into. But why is Mr. Nader taking an interest in this?
He always has been a consumer advocate, and this is a consumer, consumer products issue.
Okay, well,
we view it like that at Black Box Voting. It's a consumer issue because we're buying these machines, so now we have to have an organization and people watching what's going on with them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I'm sure that Nader has an interest in seeing that the democratic system in this country survives.
I'm sure he does.
He's taken an awful lot of vitriol from progressives, including me, because of his apparent arrogance where it concerned this election and the one before. And like most progressives, I had a real difficult time with that whole issue. I said what I said, and I stand by what I said. But the fact that Nader is working to try to bring some truth into this rat's nest of deceit and lies is encouraging. I'm glad to see that.
I have to agree with you. I've called him a few choice words myself, and I'm really glad to see that he's stepped up in such a big way to help us resolve this issue.
Now, if he wants to, he's got 4 years to reorganize the Democratic Party and head the Democratic ticket, and by God, I'll vote for him.
Oh, no doubt.
If he can somehow throw the people out of the Democratic Party that are doing nothing whatsoever to advance.
You mean the pink tutus?
Yeah, that whole crowd, and starting with Terry McAuliffe. Terry McAuliffe has presided over the death of the Democratic Party, and I don't care. I don't care if it's theft is involved. The Democratic Party has been so uninspired. Uninspiring, both, and it's either time for new leadership, or I don't know. I'll just write them off. Just write off the Democratic Party. That's the end of it. So, if Nader were to head the Democratic ticket, or a party that represented even a possibility of securing a public office, I'm right there. I'm there with him. So.
Well, I'm really glad to see that he's doing what he's doing, and I my hat's off to him.
Yeah. Hey, listen, stay in touch, Andy. I can't always tune into Randy Rhodes' program and catch what you're saying, so give us a call once in a while. Let us know what's going on, okay?
I will, Mike. I definitely plan on keeping y'all informed because, you know, y'all are out there doing, you know, doing the good fight for us as well. So thanks a lot for your help. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Andy. Take care. You might want to get some sleep. Andy Stevenson with blackboxvoting.org. And again, the address, if you, and it doesn't take much, you know, $5. So, you know, you don't even have to write a check. Just take a $10 bill and a $5 bill and wrap it up real good so the money thieves can't see it and send it to P.O. Box 25552. That's 25552, Seattle 98165. And, you know, help this out. Help this out, okay? All right, we have a break coming up here in about 20 seconds. So what we'll do is take this break and come back and get back to your phone calls. And also, we want to play some sound for you from today. As you know, if you've been near a radio or a television, we have started the slaughter in Fallujah. And I said the other night, referencing this attack, Warsaw Ghetto, and someone said, no, this is more like Guernica in the Spanish, so-called Spanish Civil War, and the person listed their reasons why. So I'm going to share that with you. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Every time my kid gets a cold, I go looking for the right medicine. First, I have to find one for each of his symptoms. Then, I have to search the ingredients to see if there's anything in it that'll make him sleepy. Or worse, hyper.
Having a child with a cold is hard. Treating it should be easy. That's why Children's Tylenol Plus Cold comes in two formulas that treat their cold symptoms. A non-drowsy daytime formula and a nighttime formula to let them sleep. Stop. Think. Children's Tylenol Plus Cold. Use as directed.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The full-scale assault of the rebel-held Iraqi city of Fallujah has begun. The latest reports indicate U.S. Marines have taken four blocks and are advancing. One American soldier set to storm Fallujah says he's proud of his mission.
I'm honored. You know, I think there's nothing finer than to help us, you know, suppress people, you know, kill terrorists, do our mission. There's nothing more honorable than, you know, killing the enemy in defense of your nation and putting your life on the line for, you know, someone you don't know.
The assault on Fallujah is called Operation Phantom Fury. Baghdad correspondent Roxana Saberi says the fighting is taking place in two areas where insurgents are said to be hiding.
One is the northwestern part of the city in the Jolan district, the other in the northeastern part of the city called the Askari district. These are places where American troops have gone in, backed with tanks and armor, and is now ongoing. Also in the north of the town, Marines, Army, and Iraqi troops have gone in and are trying to secure the area.
Correspondent Savari says outside terrorists have also denounced the assault.
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who is a Jordanian militant whose group has claimed responsibility for several beheadings and kidnappings and bombings here in Iraq, has posted on a website a statement calling upon Muslims to rise up against the Americans, calling for a jihad, a big fight to be made against the Americans, saying that this war has begun.
U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the people of Iraq are trying to build a society free of violence and tyranny. He said that cannot happen if parts of the country are under the control of assassins and terrorists.
Listen, these folks are determined. These are killers. They chop people's heads off. They're getting money from around the world. They're getting recruits.
Rumsfeld told a Pentagon news briefing that success in Fallujah will deliver a blow to insurgents in Iraq. Minnesota may be the healthiest state in the nation, according to a new national report, but obesity is still a major concern in that state. Reed Tuckson with United Health Foundation, which compiled the report, says obesity is a national concern.
In just less than one generation, in less than 15 years, there has been an almost 100% increase in the number of Americans that are obese. Now we find that in America, some 23% of the population is now obese.
An unusual problem for state police in New Jersey last night. A truck carrying sheep overturned and spilled the animals all over the New Jersey Turnpike. At last word, state police were having a heck of a time trying to capture the furry animals. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, the healing process continues as we reach out to author Mark Crispin Miller and journalist Tom Oliphant and find common ground and consensus on the question of what a discouraging outrage the presidential election was and what a horrible nightmare George Bush's second term is going to be. We're moving on, people, and we're taking you with us, whether you want to come or not, on the next Al Franken Show.
Welcome back, six and a half past the hour. Phone number here is 866-303-2270. I want to do some of these sound bites. We just have a couple tonight. But I want you to hear this. This is Rumsfeld at the Department of Defense briefing today. Oh, and by the way, if you want to see what happened in Florida, I'm sure most of you already have this, but if you got something to write with, let me give you a website. It's ustogether.org, ustogether.org/Florida_election.htm. Okay, ustogether.org/Florida_election.htm. And some electronic touch voting results and optical scanner precinct voting county by county. And some of this stuff is just astonishing. Astonishing. All right, check it out. Now, the war that is going on, I mean, you're aware of it, right? This attack on Fallujah, the Iraqi city, because, you know, the bastards that are in there just won't lay down and stop killing Americans who are over there to do what? You know, they just insist on killing the invader. The invader happens to be us, and our young men, for the most part, and young women, have been placed over there by this psychopathic regime that runs this country, and we were placed over there for all these lies, and then it got down to, well, the world is better off with Saddam gone. Okay, all right, you know, one less tyrant, sure, the world would be better placed off if Bush wasn't in office too, right? One less tyrant, one less freak destroying everything, screwing up the world, ordering people to die, killing people. Yeah, I agree. There's a whole bunch of killers in countries in Africa that the world would be better off without them too. There are killers in Arab countries. It'd be better off. There are killers in countries in Central and South America. There's still a few left there, too. Yeah, let's get rid of all of them. Okay, Saddam is gone. So why are we and our military still there? Why are we attacking cities and killing people and bombing and strafing? Does anybody want to explain that to me? Because I am dumb. I am stupid. I don't get it. I don't know what the rationale, the reason. Oh, to provide elections, to make it safe for elections? For what? Leave Iraq alone and it becomes the Islamic Republic of Iraq, just like the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's what it becomes. And that's not going to be allowed to happen. Ain't going to happen. So, you know, we're going to continue to kill and be killed until, I guess, we kill everybody. I don't know who's planning this war. What the hell are these people using for brains? We've been here. We've done this. It was called Vietnam. And I'm not talking about jungles and punji sticks. I am talking about the impossibility of subduing a civilian population that doesn't want your mechanized ass in their country. They will never stop. Never. So what do? Kill every single one of them? Would you stop, Truth Seeker? Huh? If they invaded Philly, would you stop? How about Selma, Alabama, Detroit, Michigan? How about Albany, New York, or San Francisco, or Portland, Oregon, or Portland, Maine? Would you stop? Would you just say, okay, all right, well, the invader's here. They got rid of our corrupt government. Now they're killing us all, so let's all just lay down and wait for their tanks to roll into San Diego. Everything's cool. Would you do that? No, you would not. Neither would I. Neither are they. I don't care what you call them. I don't care what the Bush thugs call terrorists, bombers, killers. These people are blowing themselves up, suicide bombers. Do you think they're going to be intimidated by our missiles and jets and rocket-propelled grenades and bombs and soldiers in full-dress battle gear? Do you think they're going to be intimidated? People who on a daily basis blow themselves up in the hope of wiping out 5, 6, 20, 100 invaders or fifth colonists inside their own country, do you think that we have a chance against people who are willing to commit suicide? Are you willing to send your boy, your husband, your daughter over there on a suicide mission? But what would you do if they came into the streets of Findlay, Ohio, or Toledo, or Bowling Green, Kentucky, or Sanford, Florida? What would you do if the bastards were there with their guns and tanks and killing our people? Would you strap bombs to your body? Would you? Is your faith that strong? Is your dedication to your country or your religion that strong? Is it? Well, if it is, then you understand what's going on in Iraq. And if it isn't that strong, that's a clear indication that you are going to lose. How do you fight against a population that is willing to die, to commit suicide? How long has it been since people in this country fought, I don't care where, for an ideal they were willing to die for? Was it World War II? Don't tell me Vietnam. Don't tell me Grenada. Don't tell me Lebanon. Don't tell me the Dominican Republic. Don't tell me Nicaragua or Honduras. Don't tell me Chile. Don't tell me any of that crap or Korea. Don't want to hear it. So here we are. The leadership of Fallujah wrote letters to whomever they could write letters to. The UN, you know, please stop this. Please don't let the Americans do that. Well, you might as well just piss in the wind with that kind of a... We will do anything or anybody we want to do. We are the United States of, by God, America. Jesus is on our side. God is on our side. All the angels and the saints are on our side. And I've told you before, the Protestant religious figures and the Catholic, the Christian religious figures, they want a huge pile of corpses so Christ will step out of the heavens. That's their belief. I'm not talking about you. If you are a Christian and follow the teachings of Christ, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about these evil, filthy Christ killers who have co-opted the religion and co-opted the Republican Party and co-opted democracy and co-opted this country and reduced us to a bunch of psychopathic religious killers who are now invading a city because they won't lay down and let us urinate all over them and take their gas and take their oil and build our military bases. And the rationale for it, see, George Bush got a mandate. God smiled on George Bush, gave him a mandate. He's got political capital, and he's going to cash it in. Plus, this gets the stolen election off the front pages, off television, off everything. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? People in Fallujah, get this. This is from editor and publisher. They may not get any takers, but Iraqi insurgents in the besieged city of Fallujah on Saturday invited journalists to embed with them to report their side of the war. Huh? You like that? Isn't that funny? Isn't that a knee slapper? Huh? Don't you want to say, well, on the other hand, you can't blame American or British or Polish or Italian or whatever journalists for saying, no thanks, pass. You know why? Because let one of those journalists get in the crosshairs of an American sniper and his soul will go to see his God or into the abyss. U.S. military, U.S. Defense Department is going to allow embedded reporters to report from the other side? Come on, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. That would be too, oh, I don't know, what's the word, fair and balanced? The civilian death toll in Iraq since this monstrous lie of a war began has been estimated at anywhere from 20 to 100,000 people. How much death does George Bush need? How big of a pile of bodies does it have to be? How much? Do you have any ideas, Truth Seeker? Huh? Rumsfeld, the psychopathic drunk maniac. When we come back, I'm Mike Malloy.
Change my mind.
In the White House, the Whitey White House, the liar sleeps tonight. In the Mideast, the oily Mideast, I'm gonna pick a fight.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at AJC.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be held in this
position. That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
We can target things easier and move more quickly, which means we need to be lighter and quicker and more facile.
Past the hour. Marjorie Cohn writing at truthout.org. This is for tomorrow's edition. She writes, Associate United States Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson was the chief prosecutor at the Nuremberg Tribunal. In his report to the State Department, Justice Jackson wrote, quote, no political or economic situation can justify the crime of aggression. He also said, quote, if certain acts in violation of treaties are crimes, they're crimes whether the United States does them or whether Germany does them. And we are not prepared to lay down a rule of criminal conduct against others which we would not be willing to have invoked against us, end quote. Boy, have we come a long way from Justice Jackson in Nuremberg, haven't we? Huh? It's certainly been more than 61 years, hasn't it? Marjorie Cohn goes on and says between 10 and 15,000 U.S. troops with warplanes and artillery have begun to invade the Iraqi city of Fallujah to soften up the rebels. American forces dropped five 500-pound bombs on insurgent targets. The Americans destroyed the Nizal Emergency Hospital in the center of town. They stormed and occupied the Fallujah General Hospital and have not agreed to allow doctors and ambulances to go inside the main part of the city to help the wounded in direct violation of the Geneva Conventions. Think about this. This is your country, Truth Seeker, I'm talking about, and it used to be mine. The United States of America, we now attack without provocation and then tell the people who would come in and clean up the blown off arms and legs and brain matter and guts and intestines to stay out. I'm going to throw up. I swear to God, is this what we have sunk to? Huh? Yes, this is what we have sunk to. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. You don't like it? Vomit and take a deep breath and live with it. This is America. She goes on to say, the Battle of Fallujah promises to be far more shocking and awful than the bombardment of Baghdad that kicked off Operation Iraqi Freedom. In April of 2003, a senior Marine Corps surgeon warned that casualties would surpass any level seen since the Vietnam War. There have already been 100,000 excess, with quotes around it, Iraqi deaths since Bush launched his first strike on Iraq 18 months ago. That is 100,000 deaths above and beyond those killed by Saddam Hussein, those killed by sanctions, those killed by U.S. bombings, those killed by disease, all put together in the 15 months prior to the invasion. All of it. And in the 18 months subsequent to the invasion, 100,000 excess Iraqi dead people. Hell is waiting for these people. If there is a hell, it's waiting. The pit is open. Bush and Rumsfeld and Cheney and these murderous thugs who have attacked this country are going to burn. But, of course, I don't believe that. The study I'm quoting from, published by The Lancet, found that the risk of death by violence for Iraqi civilians is now 58 times higher than before Bush began to liberate them in April of 2003. Bush's war in Iraq is a war of aggression, Truth Seeker. And according to the General Assembly Resolution 3314 passed in the wake of Vietnam, quote, aggression is the use of armed force by a state against the sovereignty, territorial integrity, or political independence of another state, or in any other manner inconsistent with the Charter of the United Nations as set out in this definition. And I've stayed away from television today. I just couldn't handle it. Once I saw that this murderous invasion had begun, I don't know. Army Colonel Gary Brandel voiced his troops' determination. He said, "The enemy has got a face. He's called Satan. He's in Fallujah, and we're going to destroy him." That's one of that's what our 19-year-olds are being told. The enemy's got a face. It's Satan. And the reports about the American soldiers getting baptized in the Christian faith and having prayer meeting and jumping around and singing religious songs before they... I mean, what the hell is going on here, huh? What's going on? What is going on? Anybody know what's going on? I don't know what's going on. The U.S. military, with many soldiers coming from the conservative American South and the Midwest, has deep Christian roots. In times that fighting looms, many soldiers draw on their evangelical or born-again heritage to help them face battle. And the men who wait for handouts with their eyes upon the floor. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Turn on your TV, turn it on so loud, and watch the fool a smiling there and tell me that you're proud. And listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race, as they stand right there before you and lie into your face. If you ever try to buy them, you know what they stand for. I know you're set for fighting.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product,
credit, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit score.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Randy Rhodes.
Like weapons manufacturers and funeral directors, I have a job for the next 4 years. But I do worry about you and the fact that they're trying to make me believe that Americans were so stupid that they voted against their own best interests in places like Florida. Voted 30 counties, voted on Diebold machines, and we voted into the black box, and we, you know, we're idiotic. We didn't know what was at stake here. Oh, give me a break.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
So, with the attack on Fallujah, more murder and death and destruction ordered by the demon Rumsfeld and the nutcase Cheney and the screwball Bush, U.S. forces were massing outside of Fallujah the other day, and according to this article I have, 35 Marines swayed to Christian rock music and asked Jesus Christ to protect them. And Wikipedia, the biggest battle since American troops invaded Iraq last year. Listen to some of this. Men with buzz cuts and clad in their camo waved their hands in the air, M16 assault rifles laying beside them, and chanted heavy metal-flavored lyrics in praise of Christ. Friday, in a yellow brick chapel, they counted among thousands of troops surrounding the city of Fallujah, seeking solace as they awaited Iraqi Prime Minister Alawi's decision on whether or not to invade Fallujah. Oh, really? A female voice cried out on the loudspeakers as the Marines clapped their hands and closed their eyes. "You are the sovereign. Your name is holy. You are the pure, spotless Lamb." First Sergeant Miles Thatford said, "It's always comforting. Church attendance is always up before the big push. Sometimes all you've got is God." Between the services, electric guitar, religious tunes, Marines stepped up on the chapel's small stage and recited a verse of scripture meant to fortify them for war. One spoke of their Old Testament a hero, a shepherd who would become Israel's king, battling the Philistines some 3,000 years ago. The Marine said, reading from Scripture, "Thus David prevailed over the Philistines." And the Marine shouted back, "Hoorah, King David," using their signature grunt of approval. Hey, guys, I think you got it ass backwards. You have become king. You have become Goliath. Don't you understand what's going on here? The so-called insurgents fighting for their country or their sick political belief, they are David, not you. You can't be David when you have missiles and 500-pound compression bombs. You can't be David when you could ignite the very air that people are trying to breathe with gasoline explosions that burns their lungs right out of their charred bodies. That's not David. That's Goliath. You can't be David when you show up with tanks and missiles and fighters and bombers. That's not David. That's Goliath. David had a box cutter. Or was it a slingshot? Or was it an improvised roadside explosion? The Marines drew parallels from the verse about David with their present situation, where they perceive themselves as warriors fighting barbaric men opposed to all that is good in the world. One young Marine read, "Victory belongs to the Lord." Their chaplain, named Horn, told the worshipers they were stationed outside Fallujah to bring the Iraqis, quote, "freedom from oppression, rape, torture, and murder. We ask you, God, to bless us in that effort. Amen." And then the Marines lined up, and their chaplain blessed them with holy oil to protect them. What? What? Holy oil to protect them? How about body armor? The chaplain said, as he lightly dabbed oil on the Marines' foreheads, "God's people would be anointed with oil." Amen. The crowd then followed him outside their small auditorium for a baptism of about half a dozen Marines who had just found Christ. The young men lined up, and at least three of them stripped down to their shorts. The three laid down in a rubber dinghy filled with water, and the chaplain's assistant, Navy Corpsman Richard Vaughn, plunged their heads beneath the surface. Smiling, Vaughn baptized them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Dripping wet, Corporal Keith Arguelles beamed after his baptism. He said, "I just wanted to make sure I did this before I headed into the fight." This line about telling the soldiers that they were going to bring the Iraqis freedom from oppression, rape, torture, and murder. Aren't the U.S. soldiers bringing oppression, rape, torture, and murder to the people of Fallujah? Isn't that what, don't I read reports, the few that get through, about our own female soldiers are being raped? And not by Iraqis! And murder? 100,000 excess deaths. Don't you love that term, excess deaths? Attributed to the United States. Is there any difference between how our boys dance around and praise Jesus before they go kill, and Osama's boys dance around and praise Allah before they go kill? Somebody please tell me the difference, okay? That's right. We have the real God. That's what's going on, Truth Seeker. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? Is this a battle for the hearts and minds? Is this a battle for territory? Is this a battle for freedom, justice, dignity? No, this is a battle between opposing religious factions. That's where we are. That's where we are. That's where we are. This is the year what? 1130 or 1160? That's where we are. That's where we are. God help us. I'm just kidding. All right, my producer is telling me to move on. Stop your damn preaching. You don't want to do Rumsfeld tonight? You want to hold them till tomorrow? You don't want to rush the bites? Okay. Tell me what to do, Madam Producer. All right. Maurice is calling from Chicago. Maurice, thanks for holding on for 2 hours.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Maurice.
What happened there? Hey, what's going on, Mike? I'm a first-time caller, man.
First time, and I keep you on the line for 2 hours. I'm sorry.
We're just trying
to get through this life and make it on to the next, pal.
It's going to be all right, though, Mike. You know why? I firmly believe, first of all, the numbers in Ohio were, for Bush, 2,796,147, right? Kerry was 2,659,664. The difference was 136,43.
That's it?
Now, according to Ken Blackwell, who has stepped down or recused himself already, he said there's 175,000 provisional ballots.
Right.
We know provisional ballots are challenges from the Republicans to Democrats.
Right.
Also, there were a lot of absentee ballots. I don't have a number on that one. But the absentee ballots for the military has been significantly low since 2000, especially in Ohio. The absentee ballots are significantly low, so most of those absentee ballots coming in are from regular civilians.
Right.
So my thing is this. I believe Kerry will be the president. I believe after they do the count of the provisional ballots, and all, he can afford to lose. I'm sure you know they're going to lose some of them. He can afford to lose almost 38,517 and still have enough votes to beat Bush in Ohio.
Well, Maurice, the only fly in the ointment there is there's some time limits on this. Is it December the 10th or 14th? There's a date coming after which it doesn't make any difference if they find 10 million votes for Kerry. Kerry's not going to be president.
Okay, the only thing about that, though, is this. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but the provision of ballots is supposed to be counted by the 13th, right? It was 11 days after the election. And so are the absentee ballots. So
okay, if they can get it done, but are we to
in the Congress? The joint Congress meets on January 6th to certify, I believe,
right,
the electoral votes. So actually, that's I believe that Kerry and them is downplaying it. If you listen to that concession speech, Mike, Kerry's concession speech was very different from Edwards and even Judy Woodworth. On CNN, she said, you know, it's like they were playing good cop, bad cop. I think they got the Republicans fooled. I think the Republicans overplayed their hand, and I believe Kerry, when it's all said and done, will take the presidency. The beauty of it is this. Will Bush be as honorable in defeat as Kerry has seemed to be on last Tuesday? And I think it's going to be so much pressure from the Americans and people all around the world, but particularly in America, for Bush to give up their presidency once those votes come in and Ohio is awarded to Kerry.
Well, Maurice, I hope the scenario that you're laying out, I hope that happens, pal. I hope it happens. All right.
I hope you just hope and pray, but it seems like that's a logical situation, though.
Thanks, Maurice, for checking
in. Right,
next
Mike,
time, I will not I'll let you stay on hold for 2 hours. Thanks for
that's
checking
all good.
In.
I'm looking busy, man.
You have a nice evening. Christine is calling from California. Christine, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely.
That was really a refreshing bit of commentary that we just heard. If that would happen, that would just make the world right again.
And I hope Maurice is right.
Huh?
I hope Maurice is right.
I do, too. My concern is... I've had a domestic partnership for 17 years, I'm in California and everything is good for me and my partner now. But with this uprising of the evangelical Christian fundamentalist, I've got to say their rhetoric is just beginning to eat away at my soul.
And it's only just begun. There has been in this country... you know, something, I don't know what it was, holding back 80-90% of the homophobia and the rage against gay people. Occasionally it would break through and somebody would die. But now, whatever restrictions that were placed psychologically, spiritually, on those inhibitions against just absolutely brutalizing gay people, they've been removed now. 11 states said... According to the results, I don't believe those results either. But 11 states said, well, okay, ain't going to be no gay marriage. This is license for homophobic violence.
I know. And we're people. That's the thing. This is not an ideology. This is, we're people. We have feelings. We have love. We have compassion. We're contributing to society. But what upsets me, it outrages me.
Can you hold on a second, Christine? Hold on a minute. Just hold on. I'll come back to you and we'll finish up because we got to do this break. This is Air America Radio.
Well, I've just got one question and I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Who would Jesus bomb?
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Back to Christine in just a second. Credit where credit's due here. Program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City. Linda Blake screened our calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, our webmaster. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And check out AirAmericaRadio.com. Also, the black box voting address, once again, is P.O. Box 2, 5552. Seattle, 98165. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay. Back to Christine in California. Christine, thanks for holding on.
Oh, you're welcome. Another issue that really concerns me relating to this 28th Amendment to our Constitution to define marriage between a man and a woman, and I watched as this, you know, this went through the legislature back in, I think it was, August, September, and I noticed that not very few of the Democratic senators and representatives were really willing to go up to the bat for the gay community. And I look at the documents. I look at the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and I look at what the forefathers, you know, envisioned for our country, and there was a distinct separation of church and state. It was happening back then. There was an eternal struggle between reason and religion. It was happening in France in the late 1700s. It was happening here during our American Revolution, and no one in the Democratic Party, the press, no one has any idea that all they need to do is go back to American history and see, you know, what is in these documents. You know,
right.
There were 13 colonies. If you look at the electoral map, look at 8 of those colonies. They're all blue. That's why they're blue. I mean, there are 4 red states today that were part of the original 13 colonies. You got, I think, 9 that were blue and 4 that were red. And
mm-hmm.
It's like no one wants to go back to the Constitution. I mean, you know, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. If Amendment 28 is going to be marriage between a man and a woman, and if American people don't wake up, Amendment 29 is going to be, this document is invalid and is going to be replaced with the Bible. I'm telling you, I think that's where we're going.
Or something even worse than the Bible, if such an instrument could be found. I hear you loud and clear, Christine. You know, it's amazing to me, all you gay folk who chose to be gay, I don't get it. I'm kidding!
I know you are. Thank you so much for the fantastic
Christine,
that's
a very good point about the original 13 colonies. Thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again, okay?
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Christine, I guess she's gone. All right. I was just kidding when I said that. Robert is calling from Miami. Robert, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good. I just have a...
Except I only have about a minute left.
Okay. I have a quick update from Ralph Nader's folks. I'm a journalist, independent journalist in Miami. And Teresa Amato, Ralph Nader's campaign manager, says that they are working very hard on a number of investigations in New Hampshire, Ohio, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They met their deadline for New Hampshire, and I believe the deadlines for the other two states are November 12th. They do intend to proceed with a hand recount in New Hampshire, and they're going to need volunteers up in New Hampshire to do that.
If somebody living in that state wants to volunteer, how do they get the information?
They can reach them through their website at votenader.org.
Okay.
And their number in Washington, D.C. is 202-265-4000.
Okay.
They're encouraging people to do as much of their own, as people are doing, as much of their own investigating and research as they can. Raw data, obviously, is critical to this effort. They're saying it's not enough to see a variance of 5 to 15% in an exit poll. They need raw numbers from the precincts compared to the numbers of voters that went into those precincts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's happening in Florida. there's a website I gave the address to, and I don't have it right in front of me, where they're showing the breakdowns of those votes. In so many instances where 110% of the registered voters voted. Figure that one out. Hey, listen, Robert, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. That's going to do it for us tonight. Hi. I'll see you tomorrow night for sure. We'll have the Rumsfeld quotes tomorrow and some war dead updates, I guess, with this situation of Fallujah. Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The full-scale assault of the rebel-held Iraqi city of Fallujah has begun. The latest reports indicate U.S. Marines have taken four blocks and are advancing. One American soldier set to storm Fallujah says he's proud of his mission.
I'm honored. You know, I think there's nothing finer than to help us, you know, suppress people, you know, kill terrorists, do our mission. There's nothing more honorable than, you know, killing the enemy in defense of your nation. And putting your life on the line for, you know, someone you don't know.
The assault on Fallujah is called Operation Phantom Fury. Baghdad correspondent Roxana Saberi says the fighting is taking place in two areas where insurgents are said to be hiding.
One is the northwestern part of the city in the Jolan district, the other in the northeastern part of the city called the Askari district. These are places where American troops have gone in, backed with tanks and armor, and is now ongoing. Also in the north of the town, Marines, Army, and Iraqi troops have gone in and are trying to secure the area.
Correspondent Savari says outside terrorists have also denounced the assault.
Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, who is a Jordanian militant whose group has claimed responsibility for several beheadings and kidnappings and bombings here in Iraq, has posted on a website a statement calling upon